You're listening to the Two Sleuth Podcast, all about the business of dentistry. Hosted by yours truly, Greg Essenmacher, a fixable arch dental expert and founder of GNA Consult. Speaking with industry leaders on the dental landscape from their perspective. Welcome to another episode of the Tooth Sleuth Podcast, everyone. I'm Greg Essenmacher. You already know that. On today's episode, I am so excited to welcome my friend Brad Houtman. He is the operations manager over at Revolution Dental Implant Center in Oregon City, Oregon. So one thing that I love about Brad is he doesn't come from dental. So he started over there as the ops manager at the beginning of this year. He comes from marketing and advertising. You heard that right. Marketing and advertising. And we know how much we love those people in dental, especially in full arch. I know I'm throwing him under the bus. He's already given me the looks. That's okay. He can take it, right? Starting his career in sales and account management, but found that role to be unfulfilling. Like none of us have done that, right? That come from the manufacturing side and all those calling on you dentists, right? He understood though, right? It's all about hard work and figuring that out, right? Making the gap between the front of the house and the back of the house. I'm so proud of him and all the progress that he's made because, yes, I have worked with him, and it's so wonderful. Brad, thank you so much for being a part of the show on the Tooth Sleuth Podcast. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate that intro there, Greg, and it's, you know, it's great to be your roadkill today. You already threw me under the bus.
Right. Well, you know, as a Sparty, that's what we Wolverines do, but we don't have to get into that just yet. We can get to that later, and we can save that for a much more entertaining part of the program. So I want to start because, you know, I work in the full arch lane. All of my listeners do. And you are a full arch center. You really only do full arch, and you've been in it now for basically a year, right? And so having that outside perspective, I want your perspective as an ops manager, but you've got your fingers in everything, right? You're responsible for a lead call center. You're responsible for, you know, basically you're the head coach, right? You've got an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator that, you know, runs the dental assistants in the prost department. You've got an in-house lab, and I don't even know, what do you have, 8-10 folks that work in that department that you're in charge of? You do the HR, you wear so many hats that you're in charge of, and obviously top line revenue, profitability, and all of that. Tell me what you've seen, and let's just start, because I'm all about the patient experience, and my listeners know that. What have you seen as far as patient behavior just in the last like 3 months, 6 months, or in this calendar year? What have you seen and noticed just in this year, just that, since you've been there?
That's a great opener there, Greg. I would say that the consumer has become more educated. So they have done the research in this field. Oftentimes, you're going to get folks that know some of the lingo. They're going to know the workflows. They're going to know what all on four is. And so being able to field those questions confidently and provide them the experience and relationship that they're looking for is going to lead to the success of your practice, right?
Yeah, 1,000%. And I love what you said there, right? It's really the confident response, because it's not so much, can you give them a detailed clinical response, especially on that initial inquiry, working like with your lead call agents, because you don't necessarily have to bludgeon them, right? Blunt force trauma. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and I don't know why, maybe it's the Midwest thing. We were talking about blunt force trauma for some reason. It's not so much that, but it's really just the confident response of being able to share a confident response with them and share with them whatever step they are in the patient journey. So would you agree with that?
Absolutely, 1,000%. As you kind of said in the beginning there, that my background is in sales. And oftentimes, it's not the most knowledgeable salesman, it's the most confident salesman that will be successful. And people who are approaching something that is a major decision in their life, they want to go to the place where they are confident in their end result. And so you have to make that really profound in that process for your patient.
So tell me a little bit about Revolution Dental Implant Center. You know, what maybe just walk through a patient journey, if you will. So if I were a patient and I were to call Revolution, right, what does that journey look like starting, and what does it look like all the way through the process?
So you call into our office. We pick up that phone call, and we are going to triage the patient on that call. What are your goals? What are your desires? What is your end result in mind, and what is that going to bring you? Get you scheduled for your complimentary consultation, and that's just the jumping off point. From there, you get to meet with one of our fantastic treatment coordinators and our doctor to see, are you a candidate for this, and what is the best plan for you? We get you in. We have a great nursing team that keeps our patients safe, and it gets them medically cleared and make sure that they can receive general anesthesia. That is a big value add for our practice, to have RNs on the team that are going to review your full medical history to make sure that you're safe receiving this treatment. Then we get you in immediate load. We give you teeth same day, and we let you heal for 3 months, bring you back in for that workup, get you in a prototype or two, and get you in that final set.
I love the process, and especially the you talk about the value add of actually having a nurse on staff that helps to keep patients safe, but also to do the medical clearance. I mean, that's next level when it comes to full arch clinics. I don't hear that in most of the full arch clinics that I've heard of, worked with, listened to. So I really like that as a nice value add for your patients. So let me ask you this, because, you know, as the ops manager there, I'm sure you're doing 5 million things at once every day. What are some of the obstacles that you face in managing a full arch clinic, whether it's day to day or those decisions week to week, month to month?
Absolutely. So, you know, being, I want to say post-COVID, I don't think we're necessarily post-COVID, but we're over that main section of everybody on lockdown and we're afraid to go out. Recruiting has been one of the biggest difficulties we have faced in our center, and just finding the right people and the right fit, getting the right butts in the right seats, if you will. Another top line revenue, right? We got to deliver. We got to bring it. That is something that we have to be cognizant of every day. If we're spending the marketing dollars to bring in the leads, to bring the patients in, those need to result in conversions. Those are a couple of things that are constantly, you know, on my mind that lend to having a successful practice.
So the revenue piece keeps you up at night is what I'm hearing. And, you know, and also the recruiting, right? You know, right butt, right seat, constantly looking at, you know, how do you keep those that you want to keep satisfied? And those of, you know, it just naturally, right? You know, especially if you're growing, you know, needing to be able to continually find people, find individuals who fit your culture and make sense. And, you know, I'm adding that because I know that's so critically important, especially because, you know, you and I have had conversations before about this. So if those are the stressors, right, those are the obstacles you face, those are the challenges that you're facing on day to day, tell me a little bit about, and I'll actually share with you why I'm in full arch. You know, it's a great story and some may have heard it before. I don't know if I've shared it on my podcast. What are some of the joys or successes? Tell me about that, about working in a full arch clinic, because I think they really are unique. There's those in dental in general, but there's one specifically that I'm thinking of for me that changed my life 10 years ago in full arch and why it led me down this path. But how about for you? What are some of those successes or some of those moments when you're like, yeah, that's why I'm in this? Because you've only been in this space for a year. Right. So what are some of those points that you look to and you're like, this is why it's all worth it when you go home to, you know, to your wife and your kid and your family and your friends, and they're like, why do you do it? That's just crazy. Right. So tell me some of those.
Well, there's two that really stick out in mind, Greg. The first one being is day in and day out, I am seeing life changing transformations. It is amazing. You know, having patients literally chase me down the hall to thank me for making sure that they can get in and receive this treatment because they were so scared at first. But then when they saw just that first surgical temp, the tears on their face, the joy it brought to them, that emotional response, it's moving. It's really meaningful to the lives of our patients. And then the second joy I really get is the successes of the team, right? You referred to me as a head coach, right? A lot of head coaches, when their, you know, quarterback throws a touchdown, maybe Jared Goff throwing one deep to Jameson Williams.
There's my Lions plug. Just, I knew you'd get a Detroit Lions plug in. Attaboy.
And you just see the coaches screaming, jumping up and down for joy. That is me. When I see someone that's on my team take that next step, reach the next level, and really grow themselves, I take joy in that. I take joy in watching others succeed.
Hi, everyone. Sorry for the interruption. Greg Essenmacher here, founder of GNA Consult. Just want to take a brief moment and let you know if you're a practice owner, founder, group administrator, or DSO regional manager trainer and looking to add, grow full arch for your location, improve same-store sales, or learn more about what full arch can do for your production numbers and profitability, reach out to the show and book a discovery call today. Our expert team is here to help. I mean, you know, that is one thing we can agree on in football, go Lions, go Blue, that, you know, we can absolutely come to some type of agreement there in football. And it is that joy, right? For me, it was, you know, nearly 10 years ago, and it was at, you know, a full arch clinic. And it was, I don't know if it was the very first one. I think it was, though, when it was a very intentional patient reveal, a patient that had come in. I didn't see the before stuff. But it was, you know, they'd gathered the team around and they had the mirror to the side and the patient hadn't seen their new teeth and their brand new smile. And they gave the patient the mirror and that she flipped it around and saw her brand new smile for the very first time. And tears started coming down her face. And I was moved by that. And from that point forward, I thought to myself, I want to do this the rest of my life. I want to impact people like that the rest of my life. Now, it wasn't like, okay, now I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do everything I can. But it was at that moment, it reminds me of like the ocean liner, that if you move something, you know, ocean liners move like 1 degree. And then when you get, you know, a nautical mile, 2 nautical miles down there, you are a much different path than you were originally. That was that moment when my life changed 1 degree. And now my whole life is consumed with full arch dentistry. That was the moment for me. And that's what you're describing, right? That patient reveal, that moment that, and you know, people, I love that you said people are chasing you down the hallway because of the joy that it can bring. Cause it is life changing. It's being able to chew and function morning, noon, and night, that it is a life changing experience for patients. And I love that. And thank you for sharing that. So somebody who's in your position, or maybe somebody who's aspiring to be in your position, you know, there are a number of individuals who, you know, at your practice, at other practices that are working their way up in the dental practice and learning other skills. You know, what advice would you share, you know, to be more successful in a role like you're in? Because you, I'm sure you've gone through some learning pains, right? Not having the dental experience, but having the business experience and coming from the side that you have into this space. What could you share with others about your experience?
One, patience. Have patience. It goes a long way.
Well, you talked about that with revenue. Oh, you mean patience, like don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes, let me clarify that. Yes, not people patience, but actual patience.
So patience with people, not people patience, yes, patience with
not
people.
Not people patience, but patience with people. Absolutely.
That's quotable. We might use that.
Yeah, that could be the new slogan, right? No, it really takes that, because with our people patients, they are paying a significant amount of money to receive this treatment. Along with that significant amount of money comes significant expectations. And do we meet those 100% of the time? No. Do we strive to get there? Yes. So there is customer service involved in this, and you have to have patience when speaking with them. Another thing for folks that are from dental that are moving into full arch, sales is not a dirty four-letter word. You got to spend money to make money, and you got to convert. You've got to work your pipeline, You've got to work your patients. You got to work your treatment coordinators to make sure they're closing the patients. And that is the people patients, by the way. You have to be focused on driving the revenue in.
Yeah. I love what you're talking about, because really what you're talking, when you think about these patients, right, the ones that are coming into the practice, having patients with those patients, you know, they're going through high anxiety as they're making the decision to yes, right, guiding those patients to a yes in their decision. And then once they do make the yes and they're in process, you're taking the records, you know, their pre-records appointment, whatever you call it in your practice, and then getting up to the day of surgery, and then even after the day of surgery, because their expectations are very high, right? And there's a ton of anxiety that comes with it even after surgery, before they're in their prototypes, before they get their final delivery of their teeth, because they don't know what's next necessarily. You can lay it all out before them. We've seen that. We know all of the steps in the process. And sometimes, not everyone, not everywhere, but in my experience, sometimes when we try to allay people's concerns, we get to the point we cross over into being dismissive of their concerns. And so we're no longer being patient with them. We're being dismissive of them, and not intentionally. It's just kind of like, they're there. They're there. You're going to be all right. We've been here before with many others. And we miss that. Yeah, exactly. We miss that empathy piece. And that empathy that needs to run through everything that we do, not just from the lead call to make a connection with the patient, not just from when they first bless your front door and the folks at the front desk, not just when we're taking pre-records before they see the treatment coordinator, not just when the doctor comes in and talks about the life-changing process that can happen with fixed full arch. We're talking all the way through, because we know what's going to happen. They don't. Fear of the unknown can be very gripping. And then especially as they get close to the end, because that fear of, I just spent all this money. I just made this huge commitment. I can't go back. They can't, even if my teeth were jacked up, I can't go back and put the bad teeth back in my mouth and piecemeal it like was the option that I could have gone with. Now I'm in it. Like, I'm stuck. Like, this is what I'm doing. And so I think it was really savvy of you to point that out. And I think it's really important for some of our listeners to hear as well. I want to ask you this. You come from the sales side, right? And so do I. Many people know I come from the manufacturing side. I helped launch the Neodent brand into the U.S. marketplace back in 2013, 2014, a very successful brand in full arch. We talk about forecasting a lot in sales. Sales management, it's all about forecasting. I don't want to use that word, but I want to talk about just in general. I mean, full arch is a $1.5 billion industry this year. Last year it was close to, they anticipated it would be $1.5 billion this year. With such a huge market and growing, by the way, what do you see around the corner? You know, give us some insights from your perspective. And I know it's your perspective, but your perspective of what you see, what you think, what you feel, because I think that could be insightful from someone from your position. What do you think about the industry, patient, whatever it is, just where do you see it leading in the next little while?
Competition is heating up, Greg. There are GPs out there that will go to a course, and they're going to want to do this. They see the profit margins that successful practices can have by adding this vertical. So in order to compete in this industry, you really have to dial in what your product line is, what your branding is, what your patient experience is, because if you don't successfully close that patient, the next guy will, or the next guy will. So I see here in the next, you know, year or so, a lot more competition breaking into this market. And that's going to continue to go up as long as there are successful practices delivering this treatment to the patients that need it.
Yeah, when you look at a marketplace that is this large, right, the $1.5 billion and growing, right, it's very attractive for others to get in it at varying levels of skill and ability in it. And so I appreciate you pointing that out, and I think it's very savvy. Okay, Brad, this is the point of the program where all of my guests play, and it's called What the Sleuth is Going On? It's three rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to mind, are you ready to play?
Hit me with it, Greg.
All right. Question number one. What's the worst bad breath you've ever encountered?
Well, this is going to take me back a little ways. And I hope my wife doesn't listen to this podcast. But there was a time when I was a young man in college.
I can feel
it.
He's going to get in a lot of trouble.
I'm jumping off the deep end, Greg. You pushed me in. So there was a time when I was a young man in college, and I went out and I had fun. And there may or may not have been a guest there that may have had some really, really terrible breath.
I can only imagine. I'm going to take that offline, and I'm going to ask who that is, and I'm going to tag them in the show notes. No, I'm not. I won't do that. All right. I appreciate that.
Well,
right.
I guess you know
question
they were a Spartan.
Of course they are. A Wolverine would never. A University of Michigan Wolverine would never. Well, maybe once or twice, but they wouldn't admit to it. All right. Question number two. If you could change one thing about your smile, what would it be?
That's a good question. I think I would want to get the whitening done, or maybe some veneers or crowns, because all of our patients have better teeth than me now.
It's pretty observant of you. Everyone? You mean the after, not the before.
Correct. The end result.
Okay, good. I just want to
yes. No, if I'm posing for a picture for a successful final delivery, I'm like, okay, I'll smile like this.
Right? The hand over the mouth. Absolutely.
Yep,
okay, got it.
Absolutely.
Question number three. If you could go back and be the inventor of any dental product, which one would you choose and why?
Be the inventor of any dental product. I'm going to go lean into my business side of things. And I think I would want to be the first guy to patent toothpaste, perhaps. It would be a tough market to break into because you got a bunch of people in the world that aren't brushing their teeth and they're like, why the heck am I doing this? But I'm just thinking it's something that applies to everyone, right? So if I can make 3 cents off of every tube of toothpaste ever sold, there might be money in that.
I mean, that really is the Michael Jordan model, isn't it? Off of Nike.
Absolutely.
Did you see that? Yeah. I mean, he makes a buck off. Yeah, it really was a good movie. I agree. Awesome. Well, Brett, I want to respect your time and those of my listeners because they know we try not to go over a certain amount of time. So in the last few minutes, is there anything I haven't asked you today that you'd like to share with the listening audience other than anything that has to do with Go Green, Go White?
See, you tricked me, Greg. You led me all the way up. You built me up. And then you put the caveat in. Because we all know that Michigan State is a far superior school and their fan base is far superior to that other school down the road there.
I'm going to get so much feedback on social media with all of my listening audience that know, Go Blue, that which school in Michigan is far superior than the other. I think we can all agree, though. No, I can't say that. I can't talk about the school down south and to the right. Just follow the smell. I can't do that. Especially like for my friend Stacey Pfeffer Farley or for others that I know that I will definitely tag in this episode because we can at least agree on that. And there's others that I could, you know, and Mark Truville for your sake, too. We both have a love of that one school. So anyway, we'll leave that alone. Brad.
Your friend
for those
Stacey,
that want to know
where
SMC. You are.
She was great.
She was. She was fantastic. She did drop a lot of knowledge bombs. I actually work with her from time to time, too. She's great. I think she's an amazing. Anyone that can close at a rate above 80%, literally, I said that right, above 80%. I mean, she is like a unicorn rock star. I bound out to her every single day with her skill set. So she's amazing. And I agree. So, but she's a Buckeye, so that's okay. We still love her. So anyway, Brad, how do people get a hold of Revolution Dental Implant Center, get a hold of you? What contact information do you want people to have? And we'll make sure it gets in the show notes.
Absolutely. So you can visit our website at revolutionimplants.com. Dr. Raleigh is absolutely great founder, owner, terrific guy, fun guy. Just come check us out, see what we're doing. We've done over 50 arches in surgery a month, delivered over 60 finals in a month. We're really doing some great things in the Pacific Northwest. Me personally, you can find me on LinkedIn and shoot me a message as long as you're not spamming me Go Blue messages. I want to throw that in there. But I appreciate you having me on there, Greg. It was a good time.
Absolutely. Every single University of Michigan Wolverine fan, it's Brad Houtman, H-O-U-T-M-A-N. Find him on LinkedIn and please send him a message and let him know, Go Blue. All right. Thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate you being a guest. It's been a great time. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for being a guest on the Tooth Sleuth podcast. And Brad Houtman has been my guest, the operations manager at Revolution Dental Implant Center in Oregon City, Oregon. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Go green.
Go white. Be sure to tune in to our next episode of the Tooth Sleuth podcast. If you need help with converting lead calls into consults, closing consults into more full arch cases, or creating a more strategic marketing message and branding for your practice or group, follow me for more tips or reach out to GNA Consult for a discovery call today.